Okay, let's head to the news line this morning. Joining us from the Colorado Springs Fire Department, Ashley Whitworth joins us. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well.
And we have something very important to talk about. Of course, we always talk about, you know, safety tips. And one thing we can all kind of participate in and keeping us all safe is fire mitigation. Tis the season, isn't it?
It is. And it's not really a fire season anymore. It's actually a fire year.
Right. And is it in Colorado in general a fire year, or is it just kind of in our area?
I would say all over. In the last few years, we've just been noticing some of the fires that we're actually having are in our winter months. I believe a week or two ago, we had a fire down by Cheyenne Mountain State Park.
Yeah.
And I think before that, we had snow. So just trying to let homeowners know that now is the time to do fire mitigation. So we want them to prepare beforehand, before the event of a wildfire. And we do offer free on-site consultations where we can come out and walk around properties with homeowners and let them know what they can do on their property to make it safer if there was an event of a wildfire.
And Ashley, what are some general kind of rules to go by for mitigation? If somebody's looking at their home, is there a certain distance like trees should be from homes?
Yeah, so when we come out and we look at properties, what we're really focusing on is the first 30 feet around the house. And so we're looking at what kind of a roof do homeowners have? Do they have a hardened structure? So do they have stucco siding, a fiber cement board, or do they have wood siding? And then from there, we're really looking at the vegetation. We want to see at least 5 to 7 feet of clearance from structure to vegetation. And then we want to see the roof and the gutters cleaned out of any leaves and debris. Same thing with window wells. And then we're looking at, do you have rock right around the house, or do you have wood mulch? And then what kind of trees do you have close to the house, and have you gone in and have you pruned the lower branches up, got rid of what we call the ladder fuel, so all the smaller stuff on the ground, have you gone in and got rid of that? Mm-hmm. Do you have your grasses mowed down? Another thing too is try not to use the area under your deck for any type of storage of combustible items like firewood or things like that.
Absolutely. So a lot of, again, the 5 to 7 foot clearance, and that, because a lot of folks like decorating with those tall grasses, don't they, Ashley? And that's not advised really.
Correct. When we look at the grasses, we want to see them at least mowed down to 4 inches or less in depth. And then if homeowners are going in and planting, we really like to see our conifers, so our conifers of our junipers. We actually like to see junipers taken out, but if you have pine trees or things like that, we want to see those at least 15 feet away from the house. And then things like grasses or deciduous shrubs that are more leafy, we like to see those at least 10 feet away from the house.
Okay. And sometimes folks don't know that, right? And they plant them right close to the house.
Correct. And that's why we really push to have us come out for that free on-site consultation. We'll be able to walk around your house with you, discuss everything. If there's just a tree that you're not sure what to do with, or you really want to keep it, we'd be more than happy to work with you on a plan and go over everything with you.
Now, Ashley, how do they schedule to get one of those consultations with CSFD?
So you can go to our website, which is coloradosprings.gov/wildfiremitigation, or you can call our office, which the number is 719-385-7342.
And that's 385-7842.
7342.
Oh, goodness. See, it's a Monday morning, Ashley. 719-385-7342. Those are some fantastic tips, Ashley. And hopefully folks will call and get that free consultation set up with the fire department. Everybody needs to be aware and ready for the season, don't they?
They do. And now, like I said, now is the time before we start getting into the hot, dry months. Even, you know, today it's going to be 70 degrees and we had snow over the weekend, but with these hot, dry days and the wind and things like that, that moisture is going to evaporate very quickly.
Yeah, it is. Well, perfect. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us this morning and all the great tips. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much, Ashley Whitworth from Colorado Springs Fire Department. It is 8:41 now at KRDO's Morning News.